to, may I? We're just going to do a very, very quick sound check. Can you hear me?
Hello.
I can't hear myself, so I'm not going to start singing till I know that I'm coming out. So can you, Chris, 1, 2, I'm just going to keep on talking. Can you pick me up, Chris? That's beginning to sound better. And there's our old friend, the Buds, is up here as well. Yes, our old friend the Buzz is here. I'm
Hi,
so
it's
glad.
No, it's a Celtic says, oh Buzz.
Oh Buzz, yeah.
How are we doing with the dulcimer? Wait. This is the Celtic dulcimer.
I think, we're coming there. That's great.
As long as you can hear the dulcimer, that's all I care about.
Yeah, there's a definite crackle just in front of me. Can you hear a crackle out there?
Okay.
No? Oh, we can put up with it as long as you don't have to put up. We're getting closer, we keep going. All right, me get closer to the mic.
I can hear it, yeah. I can hear it fine.
Okay, I can go. All right, we're going to do a song called... Hugamar Hain and Sauru Lin, which means we brought the summer in with us ourselves.
Sarulin, Saru Green and Knowing in Glen.
talking to somebody before we come on here about in Ireland, in the Gaelic language, you know, it's a tiny country. You'd think that they would actually sort out the language. But, oh no, they've got three dialects. So for people trying to learn it, not only do you have to learn a completely bizarre language, you have to learn a particular dialect of it. So in some parts of Ireland, that would be pronounced as Hugamar Fain, which is quite different from Hugamar Hain. I teach Donegal Gaelic, so it's a very specific form. And it's the Donegal singers who've actually made the impact on world music. Clannad, Alton, Enya, Ifiniari, they're all Donegal singers. Triona Nigonal, you know, Mairead Nigonal. So the ones that have made over to America. So the dialect that Americans are most familiar with, who've listened to the songs, is actually the Donegal dialect. So I kind of stick to that, which is convenient, considering it's mine.
That's it.
Helps a lot. We're going to go on with a song based on a legend. I'm going to be doing a wee workshop at 3 o'clock is the last thing we're doing here, and then we're taking off. It's called Celtic Magic, and it's about the magic that's in the traditions of Ireland and Scotland. They're full of all sorts of incredible stories. And this is a song based on a story, which is a Donegal story, which involves a young woman called Finwal, and who has made a pledge to her brother that she would always protect him. And he gets himself into trouble in the nature of Donegal heroes, you know. And he's having this big fight, and they end up in the lake, Loch Fin. And Loch Fin is an incredible lake. It's a huge, long lake, and it's got mountains on one side of it. It's really spectacular. And she hears him call for help, and she jumps in to save him. But what she's actually hearing is his echo, which is bouncing off the hills. So she swims here to the echo. And she finds nothing, and she swims there to the echo. And as she swims, the weeds start coming up and winding around her feet. And gradually they pull her down, and she never finds her brother. And to this day, this is absolutely true, no native will actually swim in that lake in Donegal, because they say that Finwal is waiting to pull you in to help her look for her brother. So anytime you go past that lake, you can say, "Ha, there's an American." That's what happens. The only people who swim there are tourists. So now you'll be in the know if you ever go to Donegal and go to Loch Fin. You know, you can be really sort of cool, you know, not actually swim, you know, and tell everybody you know why.
Travel advice, isn't it great?
This is called Tangling Seaweed. From dawn to dawn I search for you, peering through this briny deep. I will uphold my pledge to you, I'll free my feet of this tangling seaweed. Ahon, ahon, ahon. In your to the factual. This is a song that was composed about 400 years ago by a woman who was forced to marry. There was a lot of arranged marriages. The dowry was cattle, cows, and she was forced to go to the big towns, and she's not very happy there. And in this song, she's saying how she'd much rather be back on the side of the hill watching over her bright calves. Nagaunagala means the bright calves or the nice calves. The lament that she sings is Eem Beem Bo, which means, oh alas, the cow. This is a, as I say, it's a song which is usually sung in Shannos, or old style tradition, which is unaccompanied. I sing it with Celtic blues guitar over here because this woman was not a happy woman. She was pretty angry.
Thank you.
Shiloh Hellman and Neil Hellman.
Doesn't like you.
No, it doesn't. We're going to do one more to finish up with.
Tell me what you want.
We're going to do another Gaelic one to finish up with. Let's do Liam O'Reilly.
Sure.
No, let's do the Gallows. Do you want to do the Gallows?
No, no, it's okay.
Right. We'll do Liam O'Reilly.
Huh? Shiloh Moy. Shiloh Moy.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yeah, let's do Sheila One
okay,
More.
Okay, let me reach
out. Right. There's a little debate there about what we're going to do. Done this a few times this weekend. Two songs put together, both in Gaelic. First one was written by, composed by, I say written, none of these songs were written. It was created by a woman who later became the grandmother of Seamus Heaney, or Joe Heaney, beg your pardon, Joseph Heaney, who is one of the big sort of Irish traditional singers. About 150 years ago, she was getting married. She was a young girl, and all the local people were poking a bit of fun at her. And they were saying, she's your granny, she's your granny, she's your granny, the old woman with the money. Don't go and marry him, don't go and marry him, because he'll take all your money. And sort of implying that she had a nice young fellow. Anyway, she goes ahead and marries him. Ready?
I'm ready.
And then we go straight from that into Níl Sin Lá, which means it's not yet the day. It's really a nighttime song about a man who goes and very foolishly wastes his money.
I'm going to finally remember. I don't know what's come over me. I'm having too much fun. But we do have records and tapes for sale at the record and tape for sale booth. There you go. I knew it. And if you want to learn more about Mary, marymclaughlin.com. Hey, it's easy, right?
And thank you for inviting us and having us to the Florida Festival. We've had a great time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
We haven't done.
And thank you to our friends, the sound men, who've been putting up with us all weekend and have endured all my tantrums, and they've been wonderful. Thank you.
And John Kay for having
Phil
us.
Phil and Chris down there. And John Kay for just organizing a
We still haven't eaten any alligator, but as long as they don't eat us, we consider the trip a success. I didn't plan that.
I hope to see you again.
We have a workshop.
Yeah, come to my workshop.
She do a mo, Caliganarogut. She do a mo, while you're as warriors come, she cush the awarokasharogut. She do a mo, Caliganarogut. She do a mo, while you're as warriors come, she cush the awarokasharogut. Fishin stim gold shit on it lens na rahat al jam but you're on a caroni Kai who she's doing in the miracles like a new we should show the Kali Kanara good She do a mo, Kali Kanara good She do a mo, while you're as warriors come she goes to you over a shara good
Here,
lishant in a whore, a basic girl and chug a magic. Nichinala, no na la, solisarda tasa yali. Namisha hain and parlo kale, dog mochi is in the scarni, dog may lay in arum hain, dog may shane a rin yella. Nichinala, no na la, nichini hain on no waja, nichinala, no na la, solisarda tasa yali. Chucky chuck a rare, his dear may cart the van a lun, a shirt chill lum, ni with the jaw, bull and bars gone a while, ya. And they'll chin a lun on a la, and they'll chin a yeehan on a watch, and they'll chin a lun on a la, so let's start at the yali. And they'll chin a lun on a la, and they'll chin a yeehan on a watch, and they'll chin a lun on a la, so let's start. And they'll chin a lan on a la, and they'll chin a yeehan on a watch, and they'll chin a lan on a la, so let's start at the yale. And they'll chin a lan on a la, and they'll chin a yeehan on a watch, and they'll chin a lan on a la, so let's start at the yale.
Bye and thank you.
Mary McLaughlin.
Neil Howell.